بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We have the next hadith that we wish to read for you today, which is the hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من فطر صائما كتب له أجره إلا أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيء. And so this hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani mentioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that whoever feeds the fasting individual, then his reward is written for him. To the extent that even though it does not render the reward of the fasting individual deficient. So whoever feeds the fasting individual, then he has the reward of that of the person's fast. However, it does not render the fast of that fast individual deficient. A reward of that fast individual deficient. This hadith is found in Musnad Imam Ahmad. And this particular wording is actually the wording which is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Likewise, it is reported in the Sunan Ibn Majah and the Sahih of Ibn Hibban and the Sunan al-Nasa'i and the Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And Tirmidhi mentions that this hadith is Sahih. And Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah, he mentions in relation to this particular narration that this hadith is a dalil, is a proof of the istihbab of taftir al-sa'im. That is mustahab, is something which is recommended to feed the fast individuals. When the person breaks their fast, it's recommended that you embark upon aiding them in that endeavor of breaking their fast. And this is for the one that, and this is a targhib, this is an encouragement for the Muslim man and the Muslim woman to do so. And it is irrespective whether it is the fast which is fardan or nafla. So it is irrespective whether the fast is a fast which is an obligatory fast or voluntary fast, that this reward is for any of them. So whoever feeds and aids the one to break their fast, then he has the reward written for him. Na'am miflul ajr siyami. Just as you have the reward of the fast itself. And so, now as mentioned, this is irrespective whether the mufattir sa'im or muftira. So even the one that is feeding the fasting individual, it doesn't matter whether he is fasting himself or not. Na'am. The fact is that the reward is written for him if he feeds that fasting individual. Na'am. And as mentioned, it is irrespective whether it's the fast which is obligatory or a fast which is voluntary. And with this, no doubt, is an encouragement. Na'am. Is an encouragement for the one to aid the fasting individual in breaking that fast. And so, likewise, if a person is fed, and the fasting individual is fed based upon the individual's nafaka, based on what they paid as well, then this is inclusive of this particular narration, is what the Sheikh Zayd mentions. So, if a person is responsible for individuals and then he pays, na'am, and with that payment it goes towards breaking the fast, then this is something which is a contributing factor to their reward as well. So, for example, the man that pays for the wife, na'am, pays for the food for the wife, and then she uses that to break the fast, or the child, or the parent, the mother, for example. All of these things are contribute to that. And so if they break the fast upon your ma'idah, upon your table, na'am, then this, all of this contributes to that. And then you have the like of their ajr, the like of their reward, without it being rendered deficient from any of you. And this is no doubt an indication of the virtue that Allah Ta'ala bestows upon His servants. And that the virtue of Allah Ta'ala is wasi. The virtue of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is vast in its nature. And so the Muslim should be steadfast when it comes to this affair of aiding the individual and feeding the fasting individual. Whether the person is fasting for the obligatory fast or the voluntary fast. Whether the person is from his family or not, the person seeks to aid to gain the reward by way of feeding that individual. And irrespective of if that person you're feeding is from the Aghniya or the Fuqara. So it doesn't just mention now, as we know, the fadl of aiding the Fuqara or the Masakeen. There's virtue in aiding the individual that is from the impoverished. However, when it comes to the affair of the one that is fasting, then there's no it's not distinguished. That if a person aids and a person pays for their food or feeds them directly, then this is something which carries that virtue in terms of the reward that is mentioned, that is written for them in that regard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And that was what is mentioned in relation to that particular narration by the speech of Sheikh Zayd, rahimahullah. Thereafter, we have the hadith of Abi Huraira, radiallahu anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man nasiya, وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. الحديث متفق عليه. And so the hadith of Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه, where he states that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whoever forgets whilst they're fasting and thus eats or drinks, then upon them is to complete their fast, for indeed Allah Ta'ala has fed them and quench them of their thirst. And this hadith is a hadith which is mutafaqan alayh, meaning that it is found in both Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Shaykhain. And likewise, this hadith is found in the Sunan of Dharqutni and the Mustadrak of Hakim. Sheikh Zayd mentions about this hadith, that this hadith, by way of its riwayah, by way of its narration and its wording, is an indication of the hal of the one that eats and drinks, and the hukum, the ruling for the one that eats and drinks whilst they forget. So they're fasting, but they forget that they're fasting. And he mentions, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءُ وَلَا كَفَارَةٌ. So in this individual, it's not upon him to make up the fast, nor is it upon him any expiation. Rather, what is upon him is for him to complete the fast. Complete the fast. And praise Allah Ta'ala. Thus, due to the fact that Allah Ta'ala has fed him and quenched him of his thirst, due to the fact that he was able to eat and drink now at the time while he was fasting. Now, because, as we understand from this narration, barakallahu fikum, that even due to the fact that he ate and even due to the fact that he drank something or he ate something whilst being fasting, because he was in a state of forgetfulness, then this is not something which is held against him. And so he doesn't have to expiate for it. He doesn't have to make up for it. And so rather, this is a fadl min Allah, a rahmah min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala bestowed that virtue upon that individual and bestowed that mercy upon that individual, that whilst eating and drinking, this was not something which affected his fast and rendered his fast nullified. And so, this is due to the fact that within the ummah, this ummah, that Allah Ta'ala has allowed or permitted for the ummah, that they will not be held accountable for that which they are forced to do, or anything they do in error, or anything they do by way of forgetfulness. So anything that a person does, however they do it against their will, this is not held against them. Anything a person does and they do it in error, then again, this is not held against them. And anything a person does, now, whilst they are forgetful, then again, this is not held against them. And so in relation to this in the particular narration here, the individual who is sighting, he's fasting. However, now he forgets that he's fasting. And so due to that forgetfulness, this is not held against him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And with that, inshallah, we'll conclude what we wish to discuss today from the two hadith. Wallahu ta'ala, a'lam barakallahu fikum. Wa jazakum ala khayra. Wa sallallahu wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.